Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hydrers, happy Tuesday. Before we jump into today's pod, I wanted to come on and say that we may have misheard a video that was taken at the 2T's live show last week regarding John Jansen and David Bedore that Tamara had spoken of. We don't want to put any words in anyone's mouth, so wanted to clarify what she said with the audio straight from her. Sorry about the confusion. Take a listen, and then it's on to the episode.
David Bedore sent a picture to Eddie of David and Alexis and said, of John and Alexis, and said, "Would you like to go on my boat with Leslie?"
I'd like to see Leslie on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
And then he sent us his $1 million boat.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we're going to get to it because this is very exciting to talk season 11 of Vanderpump Rules. But we have to talk.
You just sounded like Lisa Vanderpump. Do that again.
Vanderpump Rules. Well, here's the thing. I cannot stop my horrible impression of Sheena.
Oh, do it.
You want to know what happened?
Every time I see the preview for when they ask her about what happened with Schwartz and her in Vegas, she looks at Katie, you want to know what happened? It's this weird Kermit the Frog voice. I cannot get it. It's like so Muppety.
I'm gonna notice it the next time I see that.
You want to know what happened?
It's so ridiculous.
When do we think that happened? That makeout?
People are 10 years ago. Rumors. It's like it's gonna be so. Because now she's saying I never made out with Schwartz. It's like who cares? You know. Probably the mini Sheena that was in Vegas, or it was like something they did in like an acting class, or like something so like nothing. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe it's just the tailor to her Austin.
Austin? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, who knows? It's like they're all looking for their scandal. But I thought you meant your girl Taylor, as in Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. The Niners won yesterday. That was a wild ride. They pulled it out somehow. Sorry, Jared Baby Goff.
Jared now has more time to be the Grand Marshal of the Nevada 4th of July parade with you. Yes, there's time now.
We can do that together. I imagine us being...
Again, Mary has not been asked.
You can submit yourself. Like, you don't... I think you can pay to be in.
You've
like,
submitted yourself.
No. Anybody can be
okay,
in.
Okay, who's listening? Who's listening? One. You can submit Mary for Grand Marshal of the Nevada 4th of July.
But to be honest, I don't really want to be in the parade. I want to watch the parade inside Finnegan's Bar.
What if you just rode
with my friends and my family?
What if you just rode to Finnegan's and then got out? So thanks for the ride. You guys got it from here.
That would be really funny because I'm not kidding you. That would be one block of the parade and it's only like five.
I'm sorry. You can't take the time to do five blocks and then walk back to Finnegan's?
Maybe it's like eight.
Okay. Point remains. That's like
less downtown Nevada is not very long, you know?
So you could make the time is what you're saying.
Yeah. Maybe I could kick off the parade because I want to see the other people, you know?
Oh, I see. Right. Maybe you learn some baton twirling and walk your way down.
Yes.
You could see that.
Well, I like to be in Finnegan's because then the bagpipers come through Finnegan's and they play. And it's just very, I feel like I'm in Ireland, but you're just in Nevada, California.
On the 4th of July. America.
Anyone ever been to the Nevada 4th of July parade? They're probably dying of laughter right now. But anyways, small town America.
But you get one more game of Taylor.
Oh my gosh. In Vegas, she's going to finish that Tokyo show, fly over to Vegas. She's going to be in the suite with Mama Kelsey, the dad.
The NFL should give her own suite because I sent you a TikTok or someone sent us a TikTok. I sent that TikTok to other people, but basically that she's made $335 million for the NFL and they've paid 0 cents for that from the free publicity. And you know how expensive those suites are? They're like players do not even get tickets for their family to go to the game. Like every single seat is bought.
I remember, Jason Kelsey, like there was a part I saw a clip of him like asking his kids if they want to go and they're like 3 and 4 and he was going to have to pay like $50,000 or something.
No, like 4,000. Like, but still 4,000 for like the seats are. I mean,
well, the ones right now, the cheapest seats in Vegas are 8,000, I believe.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm sure they're also retail at that point. Like resell value. Right. Yeah. Because I know people who like buy tickets way before you even know who's going to be going.
So it is Taylor Swift versus the San Francisco 49ers. I mean,
I saw this TikTok today that really like cracked me up because it was basically like people are so like men are so mad at Taylor Swift for her infiltration of the NFL because she's going to play both sides. She's the quarterback for both teams. Like, it's just basically like this is all of her fault. Like, and then I saw another one that made so much sense. Like, she's a girlfriend going to the game to support her boyfriend. Right. Like everyone making a big deal of this is all of us and the media and the NFL because it's like you have the largest pop star in the world coming to a Kansas City Chiefs game.
It's amazing. It's iconic. Like, it's fantastic. It makes watching football more enjoyable for me.
Does it?
I can't wait. I love it. I love it. I enjoyed watching football before, but having Taylor there and two, it's like the cherry on top.
I mean, and they say, you know, she did 12 games this season. This will be her 13th one. They're like, you know, it's the 58th Super Bowl, 5 plus 8, 13. 49ers, 4 plus 9, 13. It's like all these things. It's like, okay.
Like, I think like the Roman numerals for it also add up to 13 or something. Well,
babe, the Roman numerals are 58. Are you being serious?
No. Like something, there was another thing about, no, I'm being serious about the Roman numerals.
I know,
numerals,
but the Roman, like, numerals are the 58.
I get it. I get it, but I don't know. I know.
Yeah, but
I
there's know. Like all these like coincidences.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to be in Vegas for Super Bowl. I technically am leaving Sunday morning, but I'm like, I feel like I could get myself into the game.
I wish you luck. I think you could.
I could change my flight. Just I could change pull
a Mary Mahoney.
No.
Palace of Fine Arts backstage.
No, ma'am. The FBI and like the CIA are involved in security at the Super Bowl. You don't sneak in.
I'm not saying sneak in. I'm just saying smooth your way in. It's not a sneak in. I got the wristband. I had a wristband.
But see, you didn't get the Balboa.
Because that wasn't a wristband.
Okay. I did laugh, though, that you posted the photos on Instagram. And then Angie sent you the one of you two.
And she's like, look what I found in my phone. I'm like, thanks, Angie. There's many photos out there, probably.
What I like about that is I'm like, okay, Angie's a real one. She's not the one who told security at Balboa about you. I think it was Teddy. I think it was Teddy.
It could have been. You know what? We will never know. I'm okay with that.
Life is nice having a little mystery to it, don't you think?
Sure. I think it's a fantastic story. And I know a lot of people giggled at me. So
I just do it
for the story. I do it for the
listeners,
you know?
You're a giver. And don't let anybody tell you different. You are a giver.
Yeah.
Also, you did a Peloton today, and I'm really proud of you getting on the bike.
Taylor Swift, only Taylor Swift Midnight's album with Ali Love.
Okay, I've done that one before. I don't love when the instructors sing the songs. Like, if I wanted to do that, that's fine, but you're not going to hear me.
I'm more of a Tune Day. I'm more of a Cody Rigsby. Ali Love doesn't do it for me. Sorry, Ali.
I understand. I think there are people that like the inspiration and stuff and like the drive and everything. I'm like, tell me like jokes, just get me through this 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, you know? But I do love the Midnight's album. So it's kind of like more music, less instructors, what I hit.
Exactly what I did. Exactly.
I think we should get more Peloton like group rides going. I think a lot of us could probably benefit from that.
Some accountability a la Teddy.
Yeah.
Like a 4:30, 5 o'clock ride.
Yeah. I think something like that. On Pacific PST. Time. So, yeah. So I think that could be something that we should do once, like, maybe come March. I think both of us have like a lot of travel because finally, you thank God you booked your
I booked it, guys. I booked it. I'm going to St. Lucia. Yeah. That's the plan. I hope I like it.
You know what? You're going to have fun wherever you go because you make fun wherever you go.
Yeah, I'm just nervous. I'm nervous, but we'll find out. I hope I like it.
But again, I think if you do, so many people sent in so many recs. You should go back into that story, look at all the details, just from St. Lucia ones. I think you're going to have, you love to lay by a beach. You love a pool. You love a drink. And so I think you're going to be just fine. If there's not crazy nightlife, okay, make your own. I'm just saying, like, I'm not worried about you.
I kept on circling back. I guess I just don't know about the Caribbean. I just don't know that much about it. It's also very far to get from California. So I'm like, I know I can get the same thing in Mexico, you know?
You get to add another stamp to your passport.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
And I already got my passport back, guys. That took a week.
That's amazing. I think
I sent it through the mail, you know? Everyone's almost stressed for me. And look it, I got 3 weeks to spare. I got a passport. I got a ticket and a hotel. Now I'll bring the fun.
Mm-hmm. Bring your husband too.
Yeah, he's going to come too. But I told you, I only call him my husband when I'm mad at him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
I think we should all start doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the proper title, if you will.
Yeah.
It's like say like Mary Catherine. Like when you're in trouble kind of thing. It's like the husband.
I like that for you. Okay, let's talk about the sisters that were together this weekend.
Well, Kathy made an appearance on Beverly Hills Reunion, which leads me to believe she'll be back next season.
Absolutely. But what do you think?
Kim was on the season more, though. So it's also wild to me that Kim didn't make an appearance because we've seen a lot of Kim this season. Zero of
Kathy. Do you think it's going to be like Kathy wanted to make amends with all the women and move forward?
Yep. Not all the women. I think just Kyle in general. Kyle, there must be something revealing about Kyle, which, again, I don't think it's going to be anything. I think my theory and prediction of the dissipation of the relationship of Morgan and Kyle will be coming true this year. That's one of the 50-50s and yes. And I think that there's just, I think a lot of it's going to, like, they brought Kathy in to have, like, an intervention of sort to get the sisters back together.
Where was this intervention? At the reunion?
At the reunion.
Oh.
Like, I think that's why Kathy's there at the reunion, is to make amends, but mostly with Kyle. I don't think the other women care enough about Kathy. She's already friends with Crystal. She's already friends with Sutton. Garcelle, she's friends with. Erica, I don't think Erica cares one way or the other. Anna Marie, bye.
Erica's Dorit, also really, really smart. And you know what? I was actually thinking about Erica the other day. I was like, this is actually the first season that Erica has not been with Tom Girardi, where she had to, like, fake a lot of things, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And this is the first season where she isn't, like, having to, like, defend herself. And the first season without Lisa Rinna. And, like, just, like, not having to, like, report to Tom. Like, she really has kind of cut her ties with Tom. And she is a lot nicer. I don't know.
Yeah, that was just, well, she gave up fighting for Lent, you know, so we saw a different side of her for the first half of the season.
She does feel like a totally different person, though.
Yeah, I think she is lighter, I think, because a lot of the stuff with Tom is probably the blame.
But just, like, standing on her two feet alone.
Hey, bet it all on Blonde Mary. Coming to Bravo.
My friends, Kevin and Chris, went to her in Vegas over the holidays, and they said it was fantastic.
I don't doubt that. I think the problem with her is the popular and public opinion was not in favor of her when this show happened, which is what I've said in the beginning, right? Like, after this season, had she gone on and done this show, I think she would have sold way more tickets. I think people would have been way more excited to see her. I think it would have become something that's like, oh, let's go to Vegas to see Erica, and not, we're in Vegas, should we see Erica?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that she's gotten probably a favorable edit too, because she's also, like, they do have this, like, couple episodes special or whatever it is. So I just feel like it was bad timing when she did have the actual show of it all.
Yeah, I agree with you. But anyways, Kyle, Kathy, and Kim were all together because they were at Phoenix's first birthday, I assumed.
Sliving.
Yeah.
Sliving at one. You know, great. I hope that they all do get together. I hope that Kyle at one point realizes that she's more powerful than Kathy. I also think Kathy is like, I looked horrible on Paris in Love, and I am a monster, and more people are figuring that out.
I know. I finished Paris's book. I finished the Paris book.
And?
Oh, it's really good. I really, really enjoyed it. And I like wanted to go on walks to finish it. I think feel a connection with Paris. She really reminds me of my college years. I was just so in love with The Simple Life, and, like, watched that. And I had DVDs on it. I think I had a poster in my dorm room of it.
Oh, it did not make it to the sorority house.
Well, it's like a nostalgic time for me.
Okay, so you are connected. You have a parasocial relationship with Paris.
Yes.
What's the verdict on Carter?
Bad news.
You okay? Was that something in your throat?
I think he's a good support system for her. I also think she might be, like, a little, maybe, like, asexual, perhaps.
I think she has a lot of trauma.
And I don't think she, like, needs a ton of... I think affection. She just really loves his support.
He needs attention, not affection.
Cheerleader, and he's going to support her no matter what.
Because he's a fan. Most likely to marry Paris Hilton in his yearbook.
Yeah, he's definitely a fan.
Yeah. Anything else that's going on?
No. Let's talk about this.
Let's take a quick break, yeah? And then come back and talk season 11 Vanderpump Rules.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell
delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
So you watched this twice because you saw the real reunion.
I watched this three times, Mary. Okay. I watched it three times. One, I will partially watch at the premiere. But again, there's so
with
much
Dakota Fanning.
There's so much going on. And, you know, you're just taking in the scene in general. Everyone's oohing and on and booing and bob, whatever. Then I watched it once.
Did they have the subtitles?
Did they have subtitles?
Yeah. At their, I keep calling it their reunion. The premiere.
No, they did not.
That seems like it would be helpful.
They were on huge screens.
No, just so for the hearing part.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just, yeah, they're just, people were watching. Don't get me wrong. People were watching. I just like to survey a scene.
Yeah.
I like to check things out. Then I watched it because we got the screener early, which was like so kind. Thanks, Bravo. Then I watched it like right when we got it. But then I need to like refresh because I have a 10-second Tom in the sense that I cannot remember things. So I needed to refresh my memory because I knew we were going to talk about this. And then you know what? I'll probably watch it on Peacock the next day. I like a white noise, a background noise. And I thought this was a great premiere. What did you think overall?
I cried. I weirdly cried like multiple times. I am too invested in these strangers. But I feel like it was a good catch up and it was a good refresh. And I feel like people are moving forward. So I'm seeing some progress, which I appreciate. So
you feel like a bit of, though, on certain people, like a bit of dark sadness a little bit, like because this is being filmed in June of last year because we're talking about Ariana's birthday flowers, right? But like this is June of last year, which is 3 months after this whole scandal where everyone is just kind of like everyone's world was rocked within this because it changed the dynamic of the entire show. The entire world, the lexicon of the world was affected by scandal. And I love, but let's start from the beginning because we get straight into the opening credits, which as it should have been all this time, Katie and Ariana and something about her first title card.
Now, I knew that one was new, but the next one is the Tom Toms in Tom Tom. That's old, right?
No.
Or is that? Oh, that's brand new too.
The whole thing is brand new. The entire opening is brand new.
Oh, it looked the same.
They were in shorts and sandies last year.
So they brought them to Tom Tom. So they got like demoted, basically.
There's a rumor floating around that they weren't allowed to film at Schwartz and Sandy's because remember there was also like at one point he wasn't really a part of Schwartz and Sandy's anymore when the whole thing went down with Greg, that he was kind of had to like remove himself from it. They were getting such bad
all the bad yelps.
And so I think, yeah. And also it's like, I mean, the Tom Tom makes sense because last year we had the girls in Tom Tom.
Okay. Okay,
I guess something about her didn't exist at that point. So we had Tom Tom, we had Sir, and we had Schwartz and Sandy. So Sir was still like James.
Sheena.
I thought Sheena was.
I need a side-by-side comparison because to me, I noticed right away, I was like, oh my God, they're in something about her, which isn't actually open. But
Schwartz and Sandy's, to be fair, Schwartz and Sandy's was not open last year either when the show premiered. Like when they shot the beginning episode. Okay. I do want to say that. I will be a hypocrite because I know something about her. Guys, it'll never open. And that's okay. I know that they have work permit issues and it is a city thing and I get it. They don't need to open it. Keep it as a merch shop.
I disagree with you. I think it will 100% open.
Okay. I just don't.
And they'll be selling sandwiches.
It doesn't need to. The market for sandwiches is, it's fine. The shop is cute. I feel like they literally could sell antiques and merch.
No, I just let them follow their sandwich dreams. They want to have a good turkey pesto with some avocado. They want to have...
Which sounds delicious.
They want to have the best spread you've ever tasted. I predict they're going to have those Lay's potato chips because they have a Lay's sponsor. They're going to have a delicious chocolate chip cookie that you can nibble on at the end. And you're going to be able to get some rosé and sit out on the street.
I'm going to disagree with the rosé because they're not going to get a liquor license. That shit is expensive.
There's different liquor licenses.
I'm telling you, they're not going to get one of them. I'll be proven wrong.
I think you're going to be able to get beer and wine, not hard alcohol.
Okay.
So, yeah. Those are easier.
I'm just saying I don't think that they will even do that. I don't think that there's going to be alcohol. I think it's a sandwich shop and then they're going to say go to Surfer Drinks. It's right next door.
I can't wait to
again, see. Based on zero evidence, just a vibe. I go off vibes. Okay.
Okay.
So then we take the drone. We go from something about her. First up, I actually thought that they looked great. Like Ariana's in like a blue silver, really low cut, like deep V sleeve dress. Katie's in like a
green, oh yeah,
a lime green sequined string strap dress. Then we drone into Tom Tom, and it's like, this is the good amount of Tom Sandoval. We barely got him except for flashbacks. Yeah, which was fine with me. He's pouring a drink into Tom Schwartz's cup. Then we drone over to Sir, and we've got James on DJing with Lala and Sheena. Sheena's wearing like the same dress that she wore to the premiere.
Oh, okay. Maybe I appreciate a recycler.
I don't think it probably wasn't the same dress, but it's very similar. But no end group shot, no Brock, no Allie.
That's okay. I think, you know, there's this side is
like
where
we end on Lisa, by the way, who's like, there's not even a purse throw. It's just it's a turn. We don't need her.
It's very embarrassing that she's still out. It seems like they're definitely kissing her ass though this season. I saw a lot of brown nosers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I just, to me, is like, we don't need her. We don't.
I agree.
The cast carries itself.
It was kind of fun for me to see like James and Allie. They just bought this house. It's conveniently located next to the airport. They do have a pool, nice and suburban. He has a cat dog.
What?
There's like a cat. They have a cat. Isn't the cat's?
Oh, the cat's name is Cat Dog?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I missed it.
I don't say.
And they don't have Graham just yet.
That's true.
They don't have. Well, they've had the cat, though, right? Because Allie, I think, had the cat and when they lived together before. But I think his house is so cute. And I'm telling you, there's something there that if Sandoval apologizes, he's looking for it. He's looking for the apology, James.
I've honestly, James is doing well in his career. He bought a house. I love that he's taking on this sobriety thing. Like, he's not drinking. He doesn't feel like he's been forced to not drink.
It was a choice he made on his own.
Right. We don't know if, you know, he's working a program or anything. We know he is smoking weed. He wakes up in the morning and does it. He goes to the gym and he comes back and he does it.
He eats lunch and then he smokes. I'm like, I think you're doing that wrong. You should do it and then eat lunch, you know? So he's basically high all day.
Right. But better. I think it agrees with him more than the drinks. So
it feels maybe illegal driving a car. But here, I'm not a cop. I don't work for the PD. So who am I? I love like Sheena and her Marina Del Rey place. I think that I feel like the Marina Del Rey place is like their second home and Palm Springs is like their real home, like their first home, you know?
Yes.
That house to me, I don't know why it like kind of cracks
the bars. It's the bars,
but all like the junk in the front yard, like all the kids stuff. It's like you got the kiddie pool. You've got like a little playhouse. But that summer moon, adorable.
That's so sweet.
Q-M-M-E-R-M-O-O-N.
She knows how to recite her name.
She does.
Good step. That's a good step. Does.
She's very, very cute. I can't believe Sandoval blocked her. Sheena being offended that Sandoval has blocked Summer Moon as if Summer Moon controls her Instagram account. You block Summer Moon. It's so Sheena, though. It is so Sheena. You want to know what happened?
And this was when Schwartz was talking to his plants. This is so schwartzy.
You are driving. Taking it all in, babe. You are driving. I giggled.
Did I not tell you that you're going to end up liking Schwartz after this episode? Like, yeah, I mean, there's a soft spot for Schwartz.
Totally. And we got to see Katie in her new cut, which you got to talk to her all about her new cut.
Why? I mean, Ariana really liked it too. So I felt like I'm like, oh, okay, we're all in this together.
Katie is wearing the same thing as Kyle in the confessional, the like bow tie,
the Peter Pan collar with the sheer black polka dot long sleeve.
Do you think that's a clip-on collar?
No, I think it's a Peter Pan collar. I think that's a look. You think her and Kyle both decided to wear white collars with the shirt?
Well, I know you have the clip-on collar, so
I do have a clip-on collar.
That's why I was asking.
I just think it'd be weird that they both decided for the same look.
Okay, so Tom basically isn't in the first episode because he is filming in New Zealand. The exactly. So they're still just communicating through the assistants. And Ariana's like putting down her foot. She's like, he wants me to move. He wants me to buy me out. I just don't think that's fair. It's based on principle. And she's
like that. I didn't really think about that of like buying her out, because to me, I'd be like, okay, let's get the house appraised. And sure, if you want to pay me that half. Sure, like I'll get the hell out, you know, for whatever it's worth now. But then when she was saying, wait, so you fucked up our lives and then I should be the one who's like entire life. No, like both of our lives get to be upturned.
Right.
You don't get to have an easy way out of paying for it, which you don't have the money to do so anyways.
Well, it just seems like he's like prolonging the situation too. He would be more likable if he actually was a mature human and went to her and said,
I'd like to break up with you before I have an affair.
That would have been one thing.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, he could have also just been like, okay, you know, let's like lay out all our options and what is going to best financially suit us all. And like, I want to make this as easy on you as possible because I know I uprooted your entire life. But he's bitter and he's mad that she has had so many deals. She is Roxy in Chicago. She did
the Duracell battery,
the razor.
She's
dancing with the stars. Like in his narcissistic mind, he's like, why should I have to move? You're the one that got all this money this year.
Totally. Totally.
So screwed
up. I would love. And I hope once she's like far enough removed from this whole thing that she will tell us, like, I would love to know what she was responsible for the loan that he took out against the house to pay for Schwartz and Sandy's. Remember he took a lien and like double mortgage it. I would love to know, because one, I think that's like a warning to everybody who's like maybe not in a marriage and is going to live with a partner of like, holy shit, make sure that you have your T's crossed and your I's dotted kind of thing. But like, you know, sometimes we do make expensive mistakes, but I'm just like, I love just like Ariana's attitude, this whole thing, because I think she's just very much is like, she's like gone from the sad to the, I know she was angry in the sense of like when it happened, but I feel like she's really removed herself from it more at this point, 3 months later, that she's like,
well, I mean, she's like, also still like, well, they're still talking. The pen pal thing's happening. I'm getting lightning bolt postcards, like
get a new bit.
Yeah. But the penis flute, you guys, it's all back together. So that's great.
Like, I also think it's funny, too, that like they still have like, it's not Legos. I can't think of what it is, but it's like the entryway, which is like a photo of them like been like painted kind of in like blocks. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a photo. It's a painting of them and it's not Legos. Like the style is like, it's like blocked.
Like anyway, Tetris? Tetris?
No. I don't know how to explain it. It's just an art form, but I'm like, I can't believe that's still hanging.
There was multiple things that
like their rooms. I'm like, oh, but my God. Ariana's room stresses me out. The amount of shit that's in it.
I know. I think they haven't been there. They've both been so busy, like Dancing with the Stars. And
Dancing with the Stars hasn't happened yet.
That's true. But
like, we're only 3 months up.
There's just a lot going on in that house.
There is a lot going on. You are correct. Like, I feel like they basically like, when was last year's reunion?
My timeline's like kind of off.
I want to say it was kind of in May. So I feel like they got basically a couple of weeks off and then started filming again, because we found out about Scandoval March 3rd.
Right.
Hawaii. It happened on March 1st.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the season was still airing.
Right.
And so I think that the reunions were like in May. And so then, yeah, we're picking up a month later. So you're coming off like watching the season, because I think that they also did, because I believe they filmed the reunion at the end of March. Because it was like kind of like two or 3 weeks. It was like 2 or 3 weeks after, which it was like still hot on and fresh for everybody, you know? And so so you've done that. And now you're just watching the whole thing play out still.
Right.
Which is crazy. I could never do this in my own life. Like I could never.
Let's take a quick break and then let's pick up with Lala.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay. Lala's, I'm going to, okay. Mm-hmm. Lala's saying my family is in a pod of orcas. People come in and nobody leaves. And I'm like, literally, it's just the three of you. Randall has left.
Any ocean reference, that's why.
That's so true.
Literally, that's, yeah.
I both feel sad for her because obviously her trust is broken, but I also am like, I can't. There's something about Lala. Lala to me is a Sour Patch Kid.
Okay.
First she's sour, then she's sweet. And it's really hard to enjoy Lala because her takes are usually correct. However, she burns these bridges right away. Like, I know I'm going ahead, but being like, oh, I'm going to reach out to Raquel. Well, I'm like, if I'm Raquel, Rachel, I don't want to hear from you. You are so fucking mean to me. You said the worst things to me. And now because you've taken a step back and you've actually realized like, hey, we were in similar situations and I don't want this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I would like to make amends that I should forgive you and talk to you. Fuck no.
See, I kind of loved this Lala stance. I loved how she came like full circle and is like completely reflecting on herself. And I mean, so her whole thing is like, I'm completely traumatized. I never am going to trust a man again. I'm so glad that my mom moved in with me. My brother is literally down the hallway. People think we're dating, but that's not happening. And I'm just going to do anything to protect my daughter. And I'm not going to let anything happened to her or me again. The walls are up, baby.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, though, this realization is like, yeah, you go, Lala. But the fact is, like, when you do all of these things in the beginning, it's really hard to be like, okay, but you were so fucking mean when you did all these things. And now right. you, because you've taken a step back and now you're self-aware and you can see the situation that everything should be fine and people should forgive you. And it should be like, oh, okay, I'm glad that you realized after you said all these things, like you can't say things out loud and then expect people to not forget them.
I would also love like a Rand update, like in terms of, I mean, so she's like, he's okay with me like choosing her education, her health. He just doesn't want her on the show, which like, and she's basically like, I don't want to put her on the show. Like that's fine care. By me. Yeah. But he moved out of that house that they were living with together. I mean, I can't imagine he has any work. I mean, yeah, like, hasn't he had like been, a young like, blackballed? Girlfriend?
What's his deal?
I mean, he must not have any money. I just imagine him not having much money anymore, having any work at all.
Yeah, where is Carmen San Diego Randall Emmett?
50. Let us know.
Yeah, 50, tell us.
Did he get the money by Monday?
No, it's like that's the thing. It's like I like Lala when she's the self-aware person. I just find it very difficult when she gets aggravated about any situation and pops off like as if, okay, that's why she's a Sour Patch Kid to me.
Yeah, no, well, she's a complete hypocrite because like if anyone talked to Rand again, like Tom Schwartz playing pickleball with him, she was like, I never want to talk to you again. And now meanwhile she's calling Raquel in the alley. So
right. And yes, I know.
Calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
The pot, so, the kettle, the black. The
pot. So, the
calling the kettle black.
The pot calling.
Calling the kettle black. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. So then we meet with James. We meet with James and Schwartz. And Schwartz is wearing this Schwartz and Sandy's hat. He is such like Schwartz is hanging on by a thread here. Like his life, he's just like, my brother was sick. I've had issues. I get divorced. Sandoval blows up our lives. Like I have a bar that nobody wants to come to anymore. He's just like, okay. But then he's also like, he's really leaning into the housewarming of it all. He's like, James, I got you a plant and I got you a candle. Citrus pussy.
I
as a homeowner, I was cracking up though when he's like, when you become a homeowner, you become obsessed with expensive candles. I'm like, you don't have to own a home for that, baby. And you know what? I'm going to recommend this to everyone. Candle warmers.
What's
have
that?
I talked about this?
No.
So when I went to Arizona, I visited my dad. Rachel, to visit my family. I was like, what is this contraption over here? Guys, I had like literally never heard of a candle warmer. It's just a really strong light you turn on. You can put it on a timer if you want to, and it'll burn your candle without you having to light it. So like, I don't know if you're like, ever lighting a candle and you like leave the house or something, like, shit, did I blow it out? Like the same thing as my straightener constantly. On. So this is like, I'll show it to you, but this is like, you turn the light on. So it basically will like melt your candle without lighting it. So it's very, it's
so like you don't light the wick.
Right.
It melts the candle and then you can put it on a timer. So then it would go off.
Yeah. So it goes off at 2. So it's like, you're just, it's less.
This seems like a product I could use as someone that leaves on the straightener. Often paranoid, I left my garage door open.
Yes. No.
Did I turn off the iron? Did somebody turn off the stove?
Right.
I left on the stove many times though.
Oof.
Like multiple.
I do it like in my house while I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh my God, shit. I was boiling water. There's no more water.
Yeah.
I boiled it all.
Boiled it down.
Yep. But anyways, the candles. Wait, I was like laughing when he's like, you're really going to be into candles. It's like, what? By the way, what is your candle scent? Like if you are choosing a candle, what is the scent you go for?
Being not a candle burning person because I forget to turn them off.
Okay. And so
I
now that you're going to get a candle, you're going to get a candle warmer now. What is your scent?
I have millions of candles. I feel like that's a very common teacher gift.
Oh my God. I'll
always throw in a candle.
Well, you should be gifting those to people when you have birthdays.
That's true.
I'm a grapefruit citrus.
Okay.
Grapefruit. Oh, delish. Ooh, I love a grapefruit PF candle. I love a Volume Spa. There's the volcano one. It's like the citrus. I love a grapefruit. There's these ones you can get at TJ Maxx for, and they're called Storm, and you can get them for like $8.99 at TJ Maxx. Stock up, baby. I have literally a basket where I put candles in.
So what time of day do you light them?
All day.
Mm.
So like I start my morning, sometimes I'm a little chilly in the morning. So I turn my heat on and I get my coffee going and then I turn my candle warmer on just to get some scents going. And then, you know, timer for an hour. Just let it, just let it freshen up, open up my sinuses. Just wake me up with some citrus vibes.
See, I just want to smell the coffee, not the candle.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So you don't need it in the morning then. And then like, I like it, you know, it's like 5 p.m. The sun's starting to go down. I turn it back on, get it going. It's signifying it's nighttime. It's signifying time to think about getting some dinner going.
So like in your living room, because I wouldn't want
it. Yeah, it's my living room. Yeah. The candle warmer's in my living room.
Right. Yeah, because I wouldn't want to like smell the candle if I was cooking.
Right. I'm just saying like it's.
I understand. Sure. You know? I'm just making sure.
Yeah. No.
I can see it in the bath.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a bath person.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of space on my counter for a candle warmer. That's more like in the bathroom is more like the not incense but like the oils with the sticks in them.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing there. Yeah. So, anyways, what I'm just trying to say is you don't have to own a home to enjoy candles.
Precisely. I did like this dynamic duo. I appreciated James and Tom together. I thought James was giving Tom good advice. He's like, you're not the best Tom when you're around Tom. Okay. Tom-toms, it's not a good look for you. And I feel like Tom Shorts.
You're your best Tom when you're just Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I agree. I agree.
Tom Shorts doing the
Okay, when I watched that, I was like, how many people watching this show were like, what is he talking about?
Oh, just because they're young?
Yes.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Like, I was giggling, and I'm thinking, like, all of us probably know, but I think, like, Scandoval, I'd be so curious what the ratings for this episode were, because I think that they will be very high. But I'd be so curious if people are like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is that like a crazy thing to think? Like, are we aging ourselves?
I mean, I hope not. I really hope not. And then, okay, so I liked those two together. I loved that, like, Ariana was sharing about Dan and, like, that was
Tina just saying like we finally got good ones.
I felt really bad for Sheena. I feel like the Scandoval literally put her on Zoloft. I got like Alexis Bellino vibes. Like,
I had to go on Xanax for it, Lydia.
I know. But it really made me sad. Like, her like OCD anxiety is off the charts right now. She's on Zoloft and it's like literally triggered from this situation. It kind of broke my heart.
It was that, but okay, something that always kind of cracks me up though is like when someone asks, like, hi, would you like a glass of champagne? No is a sentence. She's like, no, I have meds. I can't mix with them for about 3 weeks. It's like, you know, right. She's right. Got to get
right. We don't, you can just say like, no. No, thank you.
That was fine.
I'm good.
It's fine. Yeah, I felt sad for Sheena. I mean, you know, this obviously, and even like when she talked about the beginning too, is like Tom's friend had passed away and she had reached out. So Sheena is a people pleaser. She wants everyone to like her. Not in that regard. Yeah. She was reaching out because that guy was her friend and she was actually genuinely concerned.
Right, that's like the right thing to do.
Yes. But I'm saying in general too, though, Sheena is a people pleaser and for the most part wants everybody to get along. Yes. And I actually think she gets anxiety when the group is at odds in a sense.
Yeah,
like it completely. Really affects her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why she's on the Zoloft.
That and I think this broke whole thing,
my heart.
Well, and then I think the whole thing with the restraining order as well is really right. What took it to like the next level. Because again, at the reunion, remember, they couldn't even be at the same on stage right. At the same time. Yeah. So it's like
traumatic.
And I'm sure she's also going through the whole thing too. It's like, again, one, she makes a fist. Her nails, she cannot hit.
Right.
To me, something definitely happened though. But it's also like, I think she's like thinking, I have a daughter. Like, what the hell happens if I have to go to jail or whatever it is. Like, she's got all these situations going on of like, you guys fucked up my life too.
It's quite horrible. That like broke my heart. And then, so I think that was like my first little broken heart. And then, so when They got to go to Tom Tom. You know, DJ Jinx Kennedy is doing the DJ set. LVP can't miss it. And okay, so then we see like Ariana and Katie walking in, and it's like really bizarre. There's no ties to Tom Tom anymore. Like Katie's divorced, Ariana. So we're like getting all these flashbacks from the last time they were there. And then I'm just like sitting there.
Did you feel too when they're like watching it is like they were coming through. The flashbacks are like them supporting the men who are like front and center of the Tom and Tom. And this time they're just the disposition, like they're just like in awe of like, wow, you guys created Tom Tom, blah, blah. And then this time it's like them walking in, like so much lighter, granted 175 pounds lighter for each of them, but like
we got to see like also all these good times in their relationship. Yeah. And I was really mourning that. I'm like, they were supportive of each other. Like they had so much fun together. They were this dynamic duo. And I mean, and just against music, it just made me cry. Okay.
Black and white of it all. It felt.
And then we had to have her like sit there in the exact place where she came back after finding this all go out. And then you have to like really realize like, this is legit this woman's life. This is not a TV show. Like I was bawling. I was so sad.
I mean, and then, I did love the power
people pleaser, little people pleaser Tom Schwartz. Like he's like, hi Ariana. Like, and he's like so annoyed that she's annoyed of him. And he's like hates people not liking him. And
I love like, too. She had sent the text to him when they both were, he's like, she sent me a text and she's like, I don't think it's that bad. It was like, fuck you, blocking your number, go suck on Sandoval's dirty ass dick.
And he did, he kind of just made me laugh too when he was like the patron saint of scorned women. I'm like, oh my God, stop it.
It's like, I mean, yes, him and Sheena actually are very much more alike than like I think people have realized.
And that's why they made out in Vegas.
But it was like, they're, yeah, flashing back to all this. And then it was also like, I was thinking, it was like, Tom Sandoval, I know even if people didn't like him or whatever, Tom Sandoval for the most part had us fooled. Like, I feel very much as like because there was like a Jax that was always worse than him, or there was like James in his bad days. Like there's always someone that was slightly worse than him that you're almost like, is Tom the best of the worst?
I mean, and I hung out with him in San Francisco.
And you had a blast with him.
Totally.
I mean, I gaslit everyone into thinking he was hot.
I mean, they were so much fun. They were making out together in the bar, like having a blast, but then like would go off and do their own things and then come back together. They were a cute couple. It was fun.
I mean, the signs were there. We just all chose to
not. They weren't there at Gino and Carlos.
Well, I'm just
going to
say, when someone gives you red flags and you're wearing rose-colored glasses, they don't look red.
Right.
You know? So it's just kind of like, it is sad of like what happened because it really. I mean, she said it
stayed together much longer because they're
a brand, quote unquote.
Exactly.
Right? And they bought a house. And yeah. I'm sure people.
It was
sure
easier.
Well. You know, he figured I'll just have an affair.
Right.
Yeah. It was easier for him. Exactly. And I think there's like, obviously like there's in relationships too, or like times that are good and times that are bad. And you're like, but like in sickness and health kind of thing. And like, we'll work through it. And like, this is just a bad time. But it was.
Yeah.
It was.
And then like the final moment of this like Tom Tom thing is like Raquel going outside and
Lala.
Calling Raquel.
And I hated this outfit on Lala, by the way. I hate this look.
It's like a leotard and then the bangs on top of it. I was just, it's not a good look.
And she's very good looking and like great. Her fashion is always a miss for me. Worse so than Katie. I feel like people are always getting on Katie's fashion. I'm like, I actually, at least like Katie like takes risks and like has fun with it. Like Lala, I'm just like, I don't.
It was bad. It was bad. But her whole thing is like, I don't want Raquel to be labeled as a mistress because, you know, that's what I am too. And
Even though I labeled her as one at the reunion I really went off on her. But I feel bad now upon reflection. Also, I'm like, this is also a ploy because she pulls Lisa to the side to talk about this. Like, this is such a ploy to get Raquel to come back on the season of the show. Like Lisa being like, oh, Lala, if there's anyone that can do it and have introspection from what's happened, it's Lala.
Right.
It's like, actually, it's probably Tom Sandoval, to be honest, the one she's sending the notes to on the lightning with the lightning bolts. He probably has the most pull to get her to return to the show, not Lala, who she has no relationship with.
I was also like really shocked when we went out to the girls' dinner that Lala like admits to Ariana that she sent Raquel a message.
I hated this look on Lala too. A backwards cap with her like gray pea coat. It's like, why?
With it was like a backwards hat with a blazer. Then Katie
had her like jean vest.
Oversized jean vest.
She wears that a few times this season.
Sheena is wearing like a half and half up down thing, which I actually really liked.
Well, her hair half up, half down?
Yeah.
With the two front pieces?
Yeah. I kind of liked it. It's fun.
Yeah. With a white crop top. Yeah. And then Ariana's in like her hair is like kind of like braid wave. Like she took a braid out and then she's got like an alien sweater on.
Right. And like Lala's whole thing is like, you know, I don't want her to wear this for the rest of her life. And honestly, she took it really well. I feel like Ariana's just like, people are going to do what they want to do. And I've learned that the hard way. So I have
time
like,
for this.
I can't control what Lala's going to do. I do think she's a hypocrite. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
Like, I feel like Ariana is so, she's like, I want to like, granted, I'm filming this show in the aftermath of it, but like, I want to move so far from this. Like, these people will not be people in my life. And like, do I think that Raquel was probably manipulated into a lot of the thing based on what Sandoval told her? Sure. She still did it. We still had conversations about me wanting to be in this relationship. So it wasn't like she was sold a story and really had no idea. She still made the choice. So like, that's not my life there. They fucked it up for me. I'm moving past it. Like, Lala, if that's what you want to do, enjoy.
So be it. Right.
Yeah. Enjoy. But Lala is a hypocrite. And that's like what's so annoying too.
We're going to see lots of tears from Lala this season. I feel like trauma from the Rand situation. She's feeling bad about how she treated Raquel because she's seeing herself in the situation. Is she ever going to go on a date again?
And I understand that part where she's like, you know, I've got to cry a lot and I know it's going to get better. And I do understand where she's like, I've got to provide the life for my daughter that I want her to have. So like, I understand that. And I don't think Lala in turn is a bad person. It's just like, you don't get to have it both ways. You don't get to be a hardcore bitch and go off on everybody and then be like, oh, but now I see the error of my ways. It's like, yeah, you know what? If I touch my hand to the stove and I get burned every time, guess what I'm not doing anymore eventually?
Right.
Putting my hand on the stove.
Right, right. But also then she also asks Ariana at one point, she's like, well, do you like me or do you tolerate me? She's definitely playing the victim.
Well, when she was like, I'm going to cry. And it's like, Ariana is the victim here.
Right, right, right.
And like both Lala and Sheena somehow made this night that this themselves the victim when Sheena, you know, was like, you know, we could have gotten past if Raquel said that she was in love with Tom and they were going to run off together, but that the restraining order is really what set it over the edge. It's like, that was your breaking. I mean, I understand that's a lot, but it was like, you were going to forgive the relationship that they had behind your best friend's back, but then when it involved you,
it almost seems like at this point, I mean, we know at this point in real time that like Raquel is so done with Tom and like they're not talking at all, but it's like at this point people are still like they're sending mail together. Schwartz literally told Tom like, well, you better make this work, you blew up so much, like this has got to work. You know, I feel like also Lala behind the scenes is trying to get Raquel to film this season, so she's trying to like show her some grace and support. So
Lala's also thinking she'll film scenes with Raquel. Like, all of this is all a money grab for things, too.
We need to think about it that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, they're all saying, too, like Lala knows, like, if Raquel comes back on the show, like, that's good for the show.
Right.
You know? So all of this is all, like, there's the breaking of the fourth wall that they're not going to also do. Like, you know, the only, like, there's all these things that are mixing up where they're like, we still have a season. And like, if this were any of us, we'd all come back to deal with it. And like, almost like Raquel taking the easy way out. You know, Sandoval's still going to be in there and he's going to give us his whole victim trope. And I still refuse to take any victim edit of his that they try to throw our way.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. And we basically end the episode with Tom coming home.
Hello? So-
I'm like, who are you talking to? You know, Ariana's not going to talk to you. Is your assistant living there too? What's going
on? Hey, Tom, so glad that you're back. Hope you made it to the end of your show and made some money so you can buy me out, fucking loser.
You want to know what happened?
Okay. On that note, that was the premiere, not the reunion. Vanderpump Rules.
I thought it was great. I'm excited for the season. I think people are really expecting a lot, and I don't think we should expect a lot. I think a lot of the season is going to be the aftermath and how the group handles it, and we should just take it as it comes and enjoy it for what it is.
Agreed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.